Please be seated, and if there are other youngsters who'd care to join us, you're welcome to come down, bring a parent if you'd like. Perfectly okay. In the part of Scripture that Sean just read, we hear a story about a man named Nicodemus coming to Jesus. And Nicodemus already knows something about Jesus. He knows that Jesus is from God. He knows that Jesus is a teacher. But then Jesus starts saying some really weird things to Nicodemus. He says, unless you get born again from above, you won't even recognize what God is doing in your life and in the world. Well, now Nicodemus thought, how in the world can a grown man become a little baby and get born all over again? Can you imagine me becoming a little baby again and being born all over again? I don't think so. You wish we could? Well, Nicodemus did too. But you know what? Jesus said, I'm not talking about actually having your mother give birth to you again. I'm talking about when we put water on your head and the Spirit, God's Spirit, comes into you. It's like being born all over again. Earlier today, we had a baptism of a little baby, and you've seen us do that before, I know, lots of times probably. And, you know, it's interesting that we put water on their head and we pray for the Holy Spirit to work in them, and that's exactly from this story. This story is why we do that, why we say that prayer, because it's not that you have to have your mother give birth to you again, but it's almost like having God give birth to you again. And you have a new life, and you're able to see things you couldn't see before. Now, Jesus says, you know, God's Spirit in you is just like the wind blowing. Have you ever seen on a windy day how all the leaves just kind of dance in the wind and wiggle? Now, you don't see the wind. It's invisible. You don't see where it comes from. You don't see where it goes to, but you sure see what it does to those leaves. That's what Jesus says to Nicodemus. You don't see where God's Spirit comes from, and you don't see where it goes to, but you sure can see its effect. You can sure see what it does to those leaves. That's the way with us. If we want to see God's Spirit at work, we look at each other and see acts of kindness and words of kindness and God's love being shared through what we say and what we do. That's how we know God's Spirit is working within us. So I'm going to be talking a little bit more about that story and two more stories. And when I do, you'll know what I'm talking about, won't you? Let's pray. Thank you, God, for letting your Spirit move through us. Thank you for helping us to experience a new birth, not like the one that we experienced when we were first born, but one with you giving us birth and your Spirit breathing through us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for coming down.